Mm-hmm. We'll go ahead and call the Alloway Board of Appeals meeting for Monday, October 10th, 2016 to order. It's 5:15. And we'll start with roll call. Jackals?
Here.
Kapla?
Here.
Kornowski is here. Bannon?
Here.
Here. Matusik?
Here.
And Dorn?
Here.
Okay, moving on to item number two, approval of minutes from July 11th, 2016. If there's any changes to the minutes, please voice your opinion. If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Moving on to item number three, petition of Tyler Johnson, 1230 Goodell Street, requesting a 25-foot frontage variance and 2,008 square foot lot area variance to construct a home at 1230 Goodell Street, parcel AL-983. Brad, I don't know if there's the petitioner would like to come to the microphone or if you'd like to present what's in our packet.
That's actually my son.
That's okay. You can. If you'd like to make a few words, just please step up to the podium and state your name and address. Or we can start discussing it. It's up to you. You don't have
okay.
to.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I pretty much worked on the paperwork with him.
Okay.
And we are neighbors on one side, and Eddie is the neighbor on the other side. And my son is working tonight. So.
Okay. Okay, well then we can discuss as a board. Did everybody get a chance to review what's in the packet?
Your son is Tyler? Yeah. Hello? Your son is Tyler?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
And who are you?
I'm Cindy, his mom, and his dad.
I'm Chris.
Johnson,
son. And you live next door
at 1232.
Yes.
Thank you.
Just for your information, so the three standards that we have to meet in order to approve a variance include an unnecessary hardship to the home or to the lot owner in this case, if there is an unnecessary hardship that would preclude him from building, to a unique property limitation. So if the property is unique, whereas other properties in the area don't have the same characteristics, that would preclude him from building. And then third is protection of the public interest. So those are the three standards that we'll have to meet in order to approve a variance. So when was this property purchased?
It was in January of this year.
And maybe, I don't know, Brad, what do you think? Should we have one of the, if we're going to ask questions, maybe have a person? Yeah, could one of you step up to the microphone and state your name and address? So that way, when we're talking, that it gets into the minutes as to who we're talking to.
Oh, okay.
And then I can hear also.
I know, I have hearing aids too, and so does my husband. So
Just state your name and address so it gets into the
My name is Cindy Johnson. The address is 1232 Goodell Street.
Perfect.
So the first question was when the property was purchased?
Yeah. It was purchased in January of this year.
Always an intent to build a home?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Tyler purchased the property from the neighbor to the north, is that right?
Correct, Eddie Fisher.
And his house is still standing there?
Yes.
And do you know when Tyler purchased the property, did he have a written agreement with the seller?
With the seller?
You probably wouldn't know anything.
Was there an offer to purchase at all? Or just
no.
I want to buy
he
you.
He was just purchasing the land.
Yeah. The only reason I ask is Tyler says that when he bought the land, he didn't know that he required a 75-foot.
Correct.
Frontage.
We did not know, and I don't think Eddie did either.
Okay.
We had no idea that was, you know, would even be a problem because originally there was the house. On the 1216, that house was originally on the lot on 1230.
Oh.
It was actually moved many, many years ago before we even bought our lot on 1232. And there was just like a small shed left on that lot when we purchased it, but you know, we didn't even know of the ordinance at all that it would be a problem.
I see that all of the lots in this area have a 50-foot frontage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just assumed that it would
well,
be okay.
There aren't any. When did they change the ordinance to require 75 feet?
I'm not.
And sometime in the 60s.
Sometime after this was subdivided.
Yes.
It would have been in the 1960s or before.
What are the side yard setbacks on this property? If someone could buy it, build a house there, what would be the side yard setbacks?
They need
14 feet
14
combined,
feet.
Right?
Combined?
Yeah,
combined.
I think he shows that on his plan.
Yeah.
And showing 8 on 1, 6 on
I can't, 9. The plan is kind of small, I can't really. But basically, he can't be any wider than 60 feet overall.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's plenty small enough.
Yeah.
So, does Tyler plan on building this house right away, or sometime down the road, or
probably maybe in 5 years? We're looking at actually hoping to be able to purchase the land behind our lot, so that he would have a little bit more land to work with. I believe it's the AL-990. You know, it would give him a little bit more room and us also.
So he's seeking this approval well in advance of when he's going to
correct,
build.
Yeah, because I mean it's just kind of you got to get to A before you can get to B. Mm-hmm. And if it's not a possibility, then you know, I don't know what he's going to do, but he did buy the land with that, and this year we did take down a bunch of trees and we got the land cleared pretty good, so
you had any input from any of your neighbors across the street or a peculiarity in the one to the north in Green Bay? Has anybody opposed or supported you and to wanting to build a house on the island?
Eddie would be supporting us.
I'm the neighbor to the north. That's
and he's the one that we bought the land from. And he would be fine with us building on that land.
Yeah. You have the fence up, right?
I had a fence.
Had a fence.
I know everybody that we have talked to in the neighborhood is fine with it.
They have talked to them.
Like that the land was cleaned up and, you know, they'd like to see a home there. So.
Brad, you've not received any correspondence from anybody?
Nothing.
Well, I guess I'm trying to figure out how the ordinance change fits in with all of this. Obviously, if it had a house on it, it would be fine.
Touching too far away. All right. Too far away. Yes.
That car is parked right in front of the lot, right, Brad?
To the right of that.
Right
to the right of the arrow.
Actually cross the street.
Are you looking the wrong way?
Now, the plan as you submitted it, that's the one you're stick with to build on that property?
What the plan that we have right now, the house plan?
Yeah.
It's just something that we're looking at, but he hasn't actually narrowed it down, per se, as to that's going to be the one he's going to build.
I suspect that if we were to approve this, that he could build any kind of house he wants there so long as he stays within the setbacks. So he would not be bound by this or anything else.
Right. The reason I ask is in viewing the neighborhood, what he has proposed is, pretty, in my mind, pretty compatible with what exists there. Similar, even though it was quite a difference in age of the properties, but I don't know if he did that deliberately or it's just a matter of space.
He could go up to about 60 feet wide.
Yeah.
If no, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. 50 minus 14.
Yeah, it's 36.
Yeah, 36.
That's exactly what the drawing shows. Just a sample of 36.
Yeah.
Six on one side, eight on the other.
I'm easily confused. 36. So that is what he's got.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not looking at building a really big home at all, you know. Just basically what's going to fit on that land and it's going to work for him. And
is it going to be a two-bedroom house, that design? One upstairs, or is it just one bedroom?
Two bedrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, two upstairs and a loft. That's all that's up there. And then the first floor has the one bedroom and the rest of the living area. Lennox garage.
I'm just wondering if that whole neighborhood south of the Green Bay line will ever be compatible with the 75-foot frontage, given that all the lots are 50-foot frontage. I don't think it would be. I mean, that would be quite an undertaking. Someone would have to go in and aggregate the parcels and buy everything. And
you know. It's my feeling. I mean, you know, you run into non-conforming properties all the time. And this is one of those situations where you've got all 50-foot lots. And
yeah.
And subsequently, the ordinance was changed to 75 feet. And, you know, I mean, none of those are ever going to be 75 feet.
Right.
Unless they start getting torn down and mm-hmm. combined to right. 100 feet or something. But the chances of that happening in any of our lifetimes are not very good.
Right. And I think that meets the unnecessary hardship clause of a variance standard.
I drove past there today, and frankly, the thing kind of sticks out the way it is now. I think it would look better with a house on it.
Yeah.
But what concerns me is the five-year time frame here.
Okay.
I've been on this board for a while. I've never had a situation where somebody asked for approval, and they were planning to make the change in 5 years.
Yeah, there have been instances, however, where an approval has been granted and people did nothing and they sold it, but that exception
absolutely.
That stays with the land forever.
It would, absolutely, yes. Yes, if they get approval and they sell it, the next guy can build a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have done that with my house, but I didn't take advantage of it.
That's a good point, because when I was looking at the assessment of that lot, it didn't appear that it was being assessed as a buildable lot. Which would make sense if it was owned by the property owner to the north and there's a shed on it and it's basically a backyard. So.
Right.
Was that that's also a shallow lot, isn't it? How deep is it? 100?
Yeah, it's 5,500.
Yeah.
And that's what my lot is too, and Eddie's also.
Yeah.
All those lots are that size.
So even if we did approve it, and there's no house planned in the immediate future, and the exception runs with the land, it's still controlled by the zoning ordinance of how much can be put on there, both the side yards and total usage of the lot. So I don't see that. I don't see it as a problem if we do grant it and it stays that way.
Well, based on what I see online, it seems like small houses are getting to be very popular.
Yeah. 800 square footers? And
yeah. For one reason or another, a lot smaller than this one. So my inclination would be to approve this.
Yeah, and when we're looking at the variance standards, I mean, certainly there is no feasible use of this property without the variance, unless you wanted to have a field to play in.
Right.
Was that a motion?
I would move to approve.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, your variance is granted.
Thank you.
When are we going to get a tough, hard, sticky one? Who has a hard one?
Tyler Rose, you
can go hunt one down for you. It would have got sticky if I ended up buying the property back. I had no idea that, you know, neighborhood of 50-foot lots that the ordinance existed. You know.
Right.
I'm very thankful that this worked out the way it did.
Tyler owes you now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Our personal, if you ever come in here again and want to speak, they have these devices for you to hear.
Okay,
and they work excellent.
Okay. Moving on to item number 4, are there any announcements from anyone? Okay. Item number 5, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? All right, we are adjourned.